This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Seat's getting too hot. Man, these seat warmers work good in this Dodge Viper seat. Good to be back here in the Greasy Garage Studio. Welcome back to Auto World, folks. I'm your host, Mark Evans. Welcome to the second hour of Auto World. Good to have you along. I'm very proud to be here. Very, very honored to have you join me each and every week here on Auto World. No matter what time you're listening to us, it's just a treat and very honored to have you along with us. It really is. It's I can't say enough about that. That's all it means to me is that there's a lot of you out there listening, and I do appreciate that. A lot of you have car needs, wants, questions, noises, smells. You've actually talked to your neighbor and gave the neighbor some advice because you've been in the auto world of your own, your auto world arena, and you know a little bit about cars too. So with that, all I'm saying is that there's, two heads are better than one. So you're welcome to join in at any time. Interrupt me, of course, here on Auto World. Tell me what you think of good, bad, or otherwise. I'm proud to let you talk out loud. That's what it's all about. Auto World is an interactive, informative, all things automotive show. And I have had some emails because I've mentioned if you have a neighbor that's got a dog that's barking, and you're tired of it, and I answer your emails on that, and I have. And, of course, live on the air, I'll say it again, just start your car up and rev it up. Make some noise with that automobile. Oh, that dog will go, what's going on? Anyway, broadcasting from the Auto World Plaza again, right here in the Greasy Garage Studio. Good to have you along. I've got a wrench in one hand, a microphone in the other for you. The second hour, what do we got going here on the menu? Well, a couple things. Of course, you're the star again. You're the star. And I want to hear from you through email and or a phone number. Interrupt me. You are the people who make this show happen. The number here at Auto World, ever since 1992, 855-660-4261. And AutoWorldRadio at Yahoo.com. Email AutoWorldRadio at Yahoo.com. And I'm going to add one more in there for you folks. I've had some folks message me through Facebook. That's right, Facebook Messenger. I will look at those and answer your emails and your car questions or whatever you'd like to talk about. Absolutely. Where do you find me on Facebook? Just my name. Makes it simple. Mark Evans. You'll see me sitting behind a microphone, of course. You'll probably see some cars in the background. Everything automotive. That's my motto here. Interactive, informative, and everything automotive. The second hour we're going to talk a little bit about, like I put on my Instagram account, roads. A picture of a one road that's got a billion corners on it. I'm not exaggerating. This thing is going down a mountain and there's corners, there's hardly any straightaways. And I'm asking you, roads, speed limit, do they really match up? What I'm saying there is that speed limit, when you're seeing that speed limit at 35 miles an hour, are you purposely taking that automobile that you're in and going around that corner at 35 because it says so? Well, back in the day, you folks in California know about this, and a lot of you that aren't from California that's been to, visiting California and had to go check it out, drive down that road where Dead Man's Curve is, Sunset Boulevard. You get on Sunset Boulevard there in L.A., and you just follow Sunset Boulevard right on through their curvy mountains, and what do you find? You'll find Dead Man's Curve. And I want to talk a little bit about this each and every hour because of what reason? I want to make you safe. I want you to think about what the road is made of, what's underneath the road. Have you ever asked yourself that? What am I riding and driving over? Sewer pipes? Ooh. Water pipes? Yeah. Oh, electrical. Yeah, electrical power for my house. Yes, I'm driving right over it. What about the internet? The thing that we use like 28 hours a day, each and every one of us, we're driving right over the top of it. Yep. Well, the curves. Let's get back to the curves. Back in the day, there was a little accident. The man that actually was in charge of a thousand cartoon voices, something like, what's up, Doc? There's so many of them that he did. Well, what was his name, Mel Blanc? He was the voice of Bugs Bunny. Well, he got hit on Dead Man's Curve. A gentleman, he went around that corner back in the day. They met on that corner by accident. I'm not joking around. I'm just telling you the truth. And that's called Dead Man's Curve. And they hit. Now Mel, no, they're still alive and all. In fact, the man is still alive. His name is the gentleman who met that hit Mel Blanc. It's unbelievable, but it's crazy. He was driving a 98 Oldsmobile. Oldsmobile 98. Let's back it up there. Oldsmobile 98. It had a lot of metal in it. And Austin Martin, a DB Mark III is what Mel Blanc was driving in. And just so happens that gentleman hit him. Arthur Ralston hit Mel Blanc. And Mel Blanc, he basically at that time, back in the day, he sued the city for $500,000. He also sued Arthur Ralston for $350,000. And he only got $25,000, but anyway, they've come to find out Arthur Ralston's still alive. And basically what this story's getting to here is that curve, and that's why I want to talk about a little about roads and what they're made out of. And have you ever thought about the speed limit matching the road? Because back then, that what they found out through all the lawsuits and, you know, digging into the corner, that road was engineered at 6 degrees to the outside. Can we call that six degrees negative? Yeah, it's pointing to the outside. So think about that for a minute. Yes, they did fix it. Yes, they did. They've got markers. They fixed the road, et cetera. So it's safe today. So if you'd like to go visit that, do. It's safe. But when you're driving down your road in your area, wherever you're listening to us right now, and you take off and you go around that corner and you see the speed limit, let's make sure that they match up. Think about that. Do you take it 10 miles an hour over faster, 20 miles an hour over faster, 10 miles a lot less? It doesn't matter. Is it pitched the correct way to keep you on the road? So next hour, we're going to talk a little bit more about Dead Man's Curve and Arthur Ralston and some things about the speed limit. But here, more on the second hour. We've got a lot of things involving the second hour, of course. I want to get to them. And, of course, you are the star. I want to get to your calls and your emails. We've got emails here in the email bag we're going to get to. And with that said, let's do it right now. Right now. Let's go to the email bag. I got it here to the left of me. I like to pull in. I always got a little gift for each and every one of you that there's a lot of them. There's a good one. There it is right there. Okay. Now, if you email me, I do welcome your emails 28 hours a day on your time, whenever your time is good, at autoworldradio@yahoo.com. One word, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And this email says, if you do not want me to read it live on the air, just say it. I will not read it live, but I will take care of you. Okay, period. Some of you have got a phone number. If you would like me to call you, just let me know. I'll call you. So, now, with that said, let's go to this email. It says, good winter to you, Mark. Well, thank you. Love your show. Oh, well, thank you. Thank you for being here. It says, wanted your opinion on remote starters. Huh, okay. Share something here at the end of the email real quick, too, on remote starters. It wants my opinion on remote starters. I own a 2004 GMC Envoy. Great vehicle, but cold when I go out and wait for it to warm up. Are all the remote starters worth the money? Question mark. And do you think that I could install one? You're the best, Tyler. Well, thank you, Tyler. Appreciate that. And he says he's listening on 102.9 FM. Fantastic. FM. Shout out. Shout out time. Shout out to our great affiliate. 102.9 FM is WNNW. There's our horn. Shout out to WNNW. 102.9 FM. Lawrence Lowell, Hoverhill, Andover, Massachusetts. Good to be in Massachusetts right now. Thank you. Tyler, appreciate that. You probably are sitting there in a little bit of cold, like you state in your email here. Ah, beautiful fall. I love going. I was caught in the nor'easter back there on our trip the last time we went. But I didn't really have much of a storm. I think we kind of avoided it because I had my automotive gods come out. We're going to take a short break, Tyler. We're going to get right back to your email and fix you right up right here on Auto World. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@GCNlive.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNlife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNlife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNlife.com or 844-443-6637.
Nobody with a good car needs to worry about nothing. You understand?
Yeah, I think I do.
Listen, get this.
Nobody with a good car needs to be justified.
And I'll tell you why. And I'll tell you why.
I come a long way since I believed in anything. And I come halfway around the world.
What are you talking about?
Where you come from is gone. Where you thought you were going to, we're never there. And where you are ain't no good unless you can get away from it.
You understand?
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
There's only one thing left for me to do, mama. I got a ding-a-ding-dang, my thing a long, long.
reminded me. I got to put the open sign up. Yeah, this impact gun's getting worn out. Yeah, there's the open sign up. A little late on that. Sorry about that. We're here at the second hour of Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. Good to have you along each and every week. I'm going to try to help Tyler here in, he's listening to us on 102.9 FM, Lawrence Lowell Haverhill, Andorra, Massachusetts. Our great, let's just do another shout out. A shout out to WNNW 102.9 FM. Good to have you folks along. Each and every one of the little towns that are out there. I know there's a lot of you there. I was talking about that Nor'easter and everything. Anyway, we made it okay to the Nor'easter and got to go to the maple tree syrup plant. Oh, that was really neat to go see the sap coming out of the tree and bringing home some syrup from your area, Massachusetts. I still have some. We bought quite a bit and actually been giving it out as gifts. No, I don't have enough to give out to you folks. Darn it. I will have to go back and get some more. Tyler, though, hey, let's get to your email question. And you said good winter to me. Thank you. We're going to warm you up. You're talking about a remote starter for your 2004 GMC Envoy, and we're going to fix that. Now, you asked if they're worth it. Now, just so happens, last week, Axelrod Alex talked to me about, that's the producer of Auto World. Here he's listening right now. He talked to me about a remote starter maybe for his vehicle. So this is kind of neat to, like I said, if you think you might only have the only problem there is, and when it comes to your Auto World, you're not. There's a lot of us out there thinking about remote starters through the wintertime. Now, a couple things. There's a lot to talk about when it comes to the remote starters. They are good, Tyler. They're what a great thing to have, because what that is, of course, you can sit inside your house where you're eating breakfast, where it's nice and warm, and your GMC Envoy is out in your driveway. You must not have a garage or a carport because you're saying that thing is cold. You go out there and start it up, and it's cold while you're waiting for it to warm up. You can click a little button on your remote where your key is mounted to it, and the vehicle starts up. And, of course, you do have to remember, though, Tyler, if you know, Santa Claus brought you a remote starter and Santa Claus put that in for you, you still have to make sure when you come home with your 2004 GMC Envoy that your heater is on and it probably wants to be put on defrost mode, huh? Because you're going to have frost in the morning on your windshield. So remote starters are great, but what in the world are you? Don't you want a hot cab to climb from your nice warm crib called your house to go into your automobile where it's nice and warm? So you have to, you know, put a little post-it on the dash, turn heater on before you get out of it. So back to the remote starters, and can you do it yourself? Yes, you can, if you're mechanically inclined. And everybody always says that. What's that mean? See, there I go again with the mechanical jargon. Well, do you have any tools, Tyler? I don't know how many tools you have. How big is your toolbox? And you need more than just a flat-tipped or a Phillips screwdriver and a crescent wrench or a pair of pliers. So with that said, and you need to understand, you need wire strippers, wire crimpers, solderless, solder gun, solder. See, I mean, this is just for doing a remote starter. And then, again, there's a lot more involved with the electrical side of it also. So it's best just to go to, yes, I'm going to say it, a stereo shop that installs car stereos. See, a lot of you, because of Tyler, we're all learning here today, and Tyler, thank you. The best place to go get a remote starter installed is a stereo shop that installs only car stereos. That's right. You don't have to go to my shop, my greasy garage here, and where I put water pumps, timing belts on, timing chains on, head gaskets. No. They install these remote starters all day long at these stereo shops that only put in the Alpines, the Bauplunk, the Bose stereos in your car. So that's where I want you to go, Tyler, to have that installed. They really don't want to just sell that remote starter to you and have you walk out the door and install that yourself, because it's not going to be on warranty. Let them do it. There's not that much money. I think it's $50 to have them install it in certain areas, maybe up to $150 at the max. So do it, but don't buy a cheap one. Let's get to the best remote starter that you can get. I talk about cheap, I'm talking about money. That green stuff, Tyler, in your wallet. and I'm going to convert the green into a plastic card. Okay, so you're going to wave the plastic card in that little box and pay them. So let's get back to the card. I'm going to make sure that the account doesn't drain out and that the plug in the bathtub doesn't get pulled and you don't lose too much water here. In this case, money. I want you to buy in the middle of the road remote starter. I don't want you to buy the $1,900 one. I don't want you to buy the $350 one. I'd like you to buy the $650 one. That way we know, I know, everybody here in Auto World that's listening knows that that remote starter, as you're sitting there eating your breakfast at the kitchen table, will not start your car automatically when you don't want it started. That's right. It's a computer chip operated Wi-Fi system, and sometimes those cheap ones, truthfully, I get this all the time. I don't install those. I send my customers to the sterile shop, and then they call me for fixing it. That's okay, but they call me for the repair words for me to help them, like I'm doing here each week here on Auto World. I have people call and say, Mark, for some reason my starter ignited as I was driving down the freeway at 80 miles an hour. I don't know why, because my hand was not on the key cranking the starter and or my push button start. And I said, well, do you have a remote starter on that car? Oh, yeah, I use it all the time. Uh-oh. How would you like to have that noise hit your vehicle at 80 miles an hour as you're driving down the freeway, Tyler? No, you do not want that. We call that RUD. That starter motor is igniting into a flywheel, grinding off all the teeth at 80 miles an hour on the flywheel. And that's an expensive fix now because, uh-oh, now you're back at Greasy Garage and Mark Evans has got the transmission out to put a flywheel in. RUD. Now remember, those are the letters we have here on Auto World. I think we started that last week. Rapid Unscheduled Disassembly. RUD. So, Tyler, middle of the road, 600, 650. It'll last forever. And the best part of it all, Tyler, listening to us on 102.9 FM, the best part of all this, Tyler, you're going to be able to raise the rent up on your car price when you go to sell the car. So your resale value is going to go up. Sell it with the remote starter on it when you go to sell your car. And tell them the brand that you bought. And they're going to be so happy because remote starters are nice, warm things to have in the winter. Great email, Tyler. Thank you. Listening on WNNW, Lawrence, Andover, Massachusetts. We'll be right back with more Chakalaka, Chakalaka, more Chakalaka, Chakalaka, more Chakalaka, Chakalaka.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNlife.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. The House is set to deliver an article of impeachment to the Senate tomorrow against former President Donald Trump for inciting a riot at the U.S. Capitol. The trial is set to begin the week of February 8th. A growing number of Republican senators say they oppose the trial, dimming the chances that Trump will be convicted. However, Senator Mitt Romney of Utah believes there should be a trial. He tells Fox News Sunday.
I wish that weren't necessary, but the president's conduct with regards to the call to Secretary of State Raffensperger in Georgia, as well as the incitation towards the insurrection that led to the attack on the Capitol, calls for a trial. And, if we're going to have unity in our country, I think it's important to recognize the need for accountability, for truth and justice.
Meanwhile, as many as 5,000 National Guard troops will remain in Washington through mid-March to provide security around the Capitol. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Good times. We're right here from the Greasy Garage Studio from the Auto World Plaza, broadcasting live each and every week. Good to be with you folks. I'm Mark Evans, your host, with oil in his veins. Yes, repair oil, that is. I'm here to help you. Help you with your car, truck, rototiller, your jet boat, your, well, right now it's probably snowmobile. Oh, yeah. There it is. We're always letting the good times roll. That's what it's all about, each and every one of us. Auto World, again. Folks, it's all about you. You're the star of the show. Look forward to your calls at 855-660-4261 and or the email, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And with that email, just that email address, just talking about that, let's go to an email that I got on Facebook Messenger, and then I'm going to shout out there to the Facebook Messenger crowd. If you want to go ahead and do a little housekeeping here, Facebook. If you want to message me on Facebook Messenger, go for it. I do read them, and I will answer you. And we're going to read a little email here from a gentleman that has got a question. But also, you can go over and friend me on Facebook on the Auto World Radio. Take a look at all our ads, old ads that we have there, the car crashes. You'll love that. That's just an entertainment. Good times roll again. Right there, but you can friend me on my Mark Evans Facebook page. Don't forget, you can go over now to the autoworldmedia.com. That's our website. More to come. So it's alive. It's alive! Yes, it's running on all cylinders. Well, not quite, because it's a V16. I'm two cylinders running right now. Wait till we get all 16 running. Going to be adding a lot of photos there. You're going to love those photos from way back when. It kind of shows my age, but the future photos coming in right now as we are living life and letting the good times roll. So let's get to the Facebook Messenger. Nick, he messaged me actually about a question, and I first got to apologize to Nick right up the bat. Now I'm going to do a shout-out because to the station, he's listening to us here, Auto World, on 100.7 FM in South Carolina. Woo! Shout out to South Carolina, 100.7 FM, Columbia, Dentsville, St. Andrews, South Carolina. Good to have you along, Nick, and all you folks there in South Carolina. Good, great to have you along. And Nick just opened the door, of course, for all of you, and you are now part of Auto World. Each and every one of you are a charter member there, South Carolina. And Nick, I want to apologize because for some reason, the Facebook Messenger, it disappeared. Your email. I know that you and I talked earlier on email. I answered your question back, and basically I'm going to, I don't have it in front of me to read word for word, folks, but I'm going to let you know what Nick, his question was about. I have in front of me how I answered him to help him through earlier this last week, and he said I could share it, so I'm going to. And this is all about Nick has a 1994 Nissan Sentra. And what he wants to do, it's been sitting for 2-3 years, and he wants to fire it back up and get it running. And he asked me, what are some of the things that I would recommend to do after the car's been sitting? And he did tell me that he's going to replace, you know, the oil filter and the fuel filter and the belts and the hoses and do the antifreeze and do the engine oil and do the transmission oil. So as I saluted to him in the email, I told him, you know, I salute you. That's exactly what you want to do. Just get rid of all that stuff, of course, and always look at tires, too, for weather check from it sitting because they're probably flat. Just don't air up the tires, folks. You're going to look on the sidewalls and see if there's any minute earthquake cracks, as we call them. And if there is, throw them away. Throw them away. And more than likely, Nick, you do have 4 rotted tires because it's 3-plus years sitting there. And so I answered that to Nick, and then I also added to all of that. I told Nick to basically what I want him to do is pull. He was going to do a tune-up, put new spark plugs in it. But before he did that, I wanted Nick to go ahead and get a little oil can, squirt oil can, has a long snout on it, and get some from the parts store, just buy a cheap one, cheapest you can get, and buy a quart of automatic transmission fluid, and I don't care what brand or if it's for a Ford or a Chevrolet, just buy the cheapest priced automatic transmission fluid you can get, put it in the oil can, buy about 2 feet of rubber vacuum hose. And what that vacuum hose is for is you're going to actually push that vacuum rubber hose up to the end of the oil snout coming out of the oil can. That's all that rubber hose is going to be used for, is an extension of the snout. Now, I asked Nick to go ahead and pull the spark plugs out, the old spark plugs. It's been sitting there for the, you know, 3-4 years plus. We're going to reuse them, but I want those spark plugs pulled out, and I asked Nick to take that little vacuum hose that he connected to the oil can as an extension and squirt a little automatic transmission fluid, about 4 to 5 squirts per cylinder. Let it sit there, approximately 20 minutes, half hour. Put the old spark plugs back in and fire it up. And what that tranny fluid does, yes, he's going to drain the oil anyway, folks, of course, but what it does is it lubricates the cylinder, the tops of the pistons, and as soon as he starts rotating the pistons up and down, it basically pushes that ATF up into the exhaust and intake valves, into the combustion chamber, and also the firing combustion chamber for the intake and exhaust valves. And it's going to basically loosen things up, make it so it can rotate a little bit. And yes, the rings too. It's going to get down to the cylinder walls. And if he's got a little pinning going on from it just being stagnated there, it's going to cause those rings to break loose. Not break, but I'm literally saying reseat in the cylinders so he won't break a ring and have an oil burner for later. So once he puts the squirts of tranny fluid in there, puts the old plugs in, I actually told Nick he's going to have some blue smoke coming out of the exhaust pipe from the burning of the transmission fluid. Run it for a while off of idle at a higher RPM, and that causes a lot of blue smoke, and once the blue smoke's gone, it takes about maybe 10 minutes to run it, if that. Then that's when Nick starts his job, folks. He's going to be changing the oil, putting new spark plugs in it, belt, hoses, flush antifreeze, transmission fluid, transmission filter, fuel. See what I'm getting? I mean, he's going to do it right. New tires. And then I also mentioned brake fluid. Brake fluid flush. From the master cylinder all the way back to the right rear, left rear, right front. Get rid of the old brake fluid and put synthetic brake fluid in it. Yes, synthetic. That car, 1994 Nissan Sentra, had just conventional brake fluid. Brake fluid is an oil for your brakes. After sitting like that, it eats the rubber. Yes, if you wanted to take and write your name on your neighbor's car so they know who did this. Take a bottle of brake fluid, folks, and just go ahead and dribble your name on their hood or their roof. You know, that's a big area. Isn't that a nice area? You just do that. When they wake up in the morning, that brake fluid will actually have the paint, basically, and they'll be able to know who did it because didn't you sign your name? It bubbles and boils the paint right off. It also does that to rubber after sitting. So as you know, a lot of you might have a brake master cylinder that's leaked over the years. That's because it sat there. You didn't use it every day in an older car. I'm guilty. I'm raising my right hand. The gentleman here in the first row here in the Auto World Plaza, he's got his hand up. Ah! Did you burn up a master cylinder with brake fluid? Yeah, he says he did. See? Because the brake fluid eats rubber. So, Nick, let's make sure you can get it running and going good, but I want you to stop good, too. I'd hate to have your 94 Nissan Sentry basically in the back of my Ferrari that I don't own, my dream car. Anyway, thanks. Thank you, Nick, from 100.7 FM. Hey, we got a couple FM affiliates today. Our email's coming in. It's great, great thing to see and hear and thank you for joining us from South Carolina. It's a pleasure. That's how you do it, folks. The email again here at Auto World, the Auto World Plaza, autoworldradio@yahoo.com, and or Facebook message me. I'll look and read them, and I'll definitely get to you for sure. Nick, if you would, I've got some gifts for you. Email me back. Send me your address where you'd like some great cleaning things and some, oh, I got some odor eliminator also. That's how you do it, right here in Auto World. I'm going to go get some more kettle corn. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
That's right, security system, dual keys, one hide a key on the wire. Oh, I'm telling you too much. Hey, welcome back to Auto World with security all over the place. That's what it's all about. I hope you've got, two keys at least, or two key fobs. And by the way, you might want to get another extra spare key made and maybe hide it there underneath the bumper or in the right rear, left rear, or wherever. You never know when you're going to lock yourself out of that ride. That's a long ways for me to come get you over there in South Carolina. I'll come get you at the Virgin Islands, you folks over there listening, our great station affiliate there. So saying that, let's go to the Man Cave in New Mexico and talk to Frank.
Hey, Swami Mark, great show as always.
Hi, Frank. Hey, good to be with you in your Man Cave tonight. My goodness, or today.
I listen to your show and I watch the football for the video, you know, so it's a great mix.
Oh yeah, yeah. Don't tell us. I was telling Axelrod Alex and we're recording it so we can see that later. See, so
yeah,
we'll spoil the beans
any
for
results.
You.
Results, but yeah.
How fast do you?
Basic induction, I guess, question for you. Okay, 89 Nissan Sentra. We're talking about 1.6 four banger. We've had it forever. And about once a year or so, I have to give it a little BK down the throttle body throat there, followed up by BK-44 gas treatment to treat a persistent thing where in the colder weather, when you start it up, it would not maintain the idle right away. So last time I tried this, I treated it, but I only used half the can of BK down the throat. Was that my mistake? Because like 4 months later, it was wanting to do the same thing I did yesterday. Started up, and it'll start idling fine. If you goose it, then it won't maintain the idle. It'll die. So yesterday, I just started up, let it idle for 4 minutes. It got up to operating temperature, and there were no more problems. No more stalling. So I was wondering, is there an idle air control valve down there somewhere that I can remove and replace?
Well, yeah, you know, Frank, you're familiar with those, you know, idle control screws, of course, and you're familiar with I believe we talked about your Quadrajet with the soft plug in the front of it, so no one can
you know, get a screwdriver on that.
Yeah, is there something like that in the throttle body of the Nissan?
No, this is an 89. That is injected.
Yeah, 1.64 banger.
Yeah, that's injected. That's not carbureted, right?
Yeah.
Injector.
It's got one injector up there at the top of the throttle body.
Yeah. Yep. TBS throttle body. That's a top load, we call it, top load injection system. And so now, is there an engine light on?
No.
No. Okay. Have you scanned it to see if there's any codes yet?
No, because I have been unable to really access the, seems like it's under the seat in this car, that computer down there, and I have not researched it enough to find out how to make the lights blink or whatever, you know, like I do on my GMs.
Yes.
So, but there's no lights in the dash.
But, yeah, open the hood and look over on the passenger side over there where the heater is. The heater hoses are going through there.
Yeah.
Now, this is just an educated guess, but some of the Nissans back in the day did have electrical, let's call it, you know, the OBD2 connector out there. But it's part of the wiring harness, so it's just hanging there. Now, the Fords
had
this, too. Yeah, the Fords had a on the plastic cap, it's a diagnostic. And that's all it stated, right on the plastic. So kind of look for something like that over on the passenger side.
Oh, okay.
To plug into.
Yeah. What do I plug in there?
Yeah, you plug in there to get the code. So, but this idle thing, Frank, it sounds like, no, pour in the 44BG, 44K fuel injection cleaner down the throat of that.
No, that 44K is for the gas tank. The what they call it is throttle body fuel injector cleaner, and it's kind of a spray with a little short nozzle, and you spray it down while it's idling right down the throat of that throttle body.
It's did you do that way?
Great for me.
Right, and that is the best. That's the best product. You did good there, absolutely. And I know that, by the way, Frank, I know that Trey, also one of our charter members or listeners, and some more. I had Roy call me and talk to me about thanks to Frank. We're shouting out to Frank here, Frank, because I've got other listeners that's using 44K now because of what, you know, you brought it to everybody's attention. Appreciate that. Now, did you spray that while it was parked, or was it running when you sprayed?
Oh, while it's running, it specifically instructs you to have it at idle and spray it gently, burst at a time, and you may have to increase the idle if it tends to stall during the spray. And I've done that for years, but this year I only used half of it, and I thought, was that my mistake because the problem came back?
No, that by doing the spray won't hurt anything, and you do want to bring it up off idle and keep the RPMs up a little bit when you spray, and when you spray that in, it should lower the RPMs of the engine, die out,
yeah.
And then you let that catch up by sucking in oxygen,
right,
literally. And then you spray again, but you do that when the motor's warm, like you've done, you know, up to operating temperatures. But that's not our idle problem. But I want you to take that same spray now. I really believe you've got a vacuum leak, is what I believe. And we're going to use that same spray, and I want you to get the Nissan up to operating temperatures again.
Yeah.
And I want you to spray at the bottom of the TBI, the throttle body injection.
Or I could use my propane sniffer for that.
Yeah, I don't want to use propane, though.
No.
That spray, if there is a gasket, which I would, this is what I'm thinking you've got going on because of the year of the car. It's got some miles on it because of the year. If you lightly spray around that throttle body injection underneath where it's mounted to the air intake plenum, the manifold, you'll probably hear that motor go what? Well, when it sucks in that spray from that leaky gasket or loose, you've got four bolts there to tighten that up, of course, and that'll go and it'll suck it right in, and your idle will change.
Yeah,
and you
noticeable change. Okay,
you will. I really believe you've got a throttle body injection mount gasket that's basically just worn out. And if you don't get anything there, then I want you to use that same spray, okay? It's not flammable where you're going to have an explosion. And I don't want to burn your eyebrows off, right? I want you looking good, okay? So do that and then spray at the intake manifold where the air plenum mounts into the head. Spray there a little bit and then spray all the vacuum hoses. And you'll probably find one little stupid little rubber vacuum hose that's weather checked and cracked a little bit.
Yeah,
and that causes, yeah, causes your idol to do what you're saying. And when it gets warmed up, that rubber gets softened. And what's it do to the crack?
It closes it up, man.
It does. It does. It expands and closes the crack up. And next thing you know, you got a beautiful running car again. So,
well, great tips, Mark.
Let me know, okay? I want to know now.
I will. I'll call you back and bother you again next week.
No bother. Oh, no bother. Appreciate that. And make sure you don't burn your eyebrows off, okay?
I'll try real hard. Yeah, I was going to do the propane sniffer, but that's flammable. Okay.
It is. It is. And it's more of a mess. You've already got the can of spray right there anyway. You know?
Yes, sir.
Already there. And you just push the little trigger and you're squirting and you're done. That's... You got other things to do. You got a football game. How fast do you think he's throwing that pigskin?
Oh, God. What's
the speed limit?
I don't have my gun out here, but I guess that thing's going 40 miles an hour. I don't know.
I've always wondered. We should get a radar gun on those footballs when they throw those passes.
Yeah, the games are great today. I hope you get a chance to watch them. Well, you're taping them. Okay, good.
Oh, yeah. We're taping them. Yep. Appreciate it. It'll be fun to watch.
Well, I'll let you go and clear out for someone else. I love the show, Swami.
Thank you, Frank. I appreciate it, man. I've got goosebumps on both my arms right now. Thank you. Appreciate that. Have a good week.
You too.
Thanks. Well, that's how you do it, folks. Hey, we've got the garage door's going down on the second hour. We're going in the third hour. Get your pens and paper ready. We've got homework to do next hour on that recall. They appealed it, this company, but it failed. Stay tuned for that. Oh, my goodness. I want to thank everybody, of course. My customer care expert, Who Cares Willie? Thanks for being there. PR director, Bobby Biesser. Thank you. Drive safe. Motor on, everybody. See you next hour.
Anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.